This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
And 603-283-6160 is the phone number here. That's 603-283-6160. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by LibertyMinded.com. Official Free Talk Live gear like t-shirts, hoodies, and more are available at LibertyMinded.com. Plus, you'll find a unique collection of cool and funny liberty-oriented clothing at libertyminded.com. That's libertyminded.com. I actually went, Mark, to libertyminded.com and ordered a couple t-shirts, including an LRN.FM t-shirt. And I'm now one of the only two people to have one of those. And it makes me really happy because I just think it's really unique and cool. I thought about wearing one on the show today, but it's just kind of cold in the studio still.
You know, we did a limited edition, what they call a ringer tee. I don't know if you're familiar with these, but they have the, it was a black t-shirt with a yellow ring around the neck and the arms.
I have that.
Yeah. And it says, taxes are theft. And this thing was produced way, way, way before the taxation is theft meme came out.
Wow.
And I wonder to myself whether we created the meme.
Whoa. You guys.
And by I mean me.
Whoa.
The resident super genius who created the shirt.
Not even Ian? He wasn't involved in making it?
No, he didn't make the shirt.
You guys.
Ian's busy. He's got things to do.
You guys have started so many things, and I think you need more credit for lots of stuff.
I'm not lying. That's actually what I thought was the truth.
Well, that he created Taxation is Theft?
Yeah, because I remember the shirts, and then I saw it online everywhere, so I thought... Yep.
I have a vintage
I'm not kidding.
T-shirt.
How would you know? Yeah, like I agree with you. How would you? But how would you ever be able to prove something
like
that?
Yeah.
And, you know, where would the Ron Paul campaign have gone without Free Talk Live? I don't have an answer.
And where would Bitcoin be without Free Talk Live? I don't have
right.
an answer.
Gavin Andreessen claims that the lunch where he told us about it is the most lucrative lunch of his life. So he thinks that Free Talk Live made Bitcoin what it is today, but who knows?
Well, we have a caller on the line, Scott. There was something else you wanted to tell us about Javier Milei, the only ANCAP president in the world down in Argentina. And what was that?
Not much. I was just going to talk about how Milei's back was against the wall for sure before this speech, and how he put it on his enemies with a couple proposals. One is the pretty humorously titled anti-casta law. So, or anti-casta proposals. So these are proposals to limit the influence of the elites or the caste in Argentina. And to reduce their influence and allow a society that's more governed by the top down instead of the elites. Yeah, and there's some really interesting things in that, and this is where he's changing the penal code to making printing money a criminal offense.
Oh,
so if you've heard this online, where the central bankers and the Ministry of Economy if they print money, since Javier Milei considers that counterfeit and theft, it is a criminal offense.
And didn't he say it's going to be charged as a crime against humanity?
Right. It's a crime against humanity.
Well, the funny thing about that is, I mean, no governor in the United States could just print their own money.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, the idea that they would think that they could is kind of amusing. Maybe they can. Could previously. I don't know. I'm certainly not an expert in all this, but there's no governor in the U.S. that can just print a dollar. I think in Utah they passed a law that they could, and the Constitution says that they could, so long as it is backed by gold and silver or something.
Yes, well, in the U.S., federal constitution, and I'm not going to get the exact wording right, but you know, something like cannot make anything money other than gold and silver, and it's not prohibited to the states to do that either. So, but there's not much of a difference if one state creates a gold coin and another one creates a gold coin. It's still the same gold. So it doesn't really matter. You know, when you start making the paper certificates for it, that's a whole other ballgame, which is specifically why they even wrote that into the Constitution and say it has to be, you know, gold and silver.
Yeah, there's no way that any state would say, oh, yeah, we're going to take our gold and silver that we have saved up here, going to turn it into dollars, right? Like, they're never going to mint a... Even if it was a $2,000 1 ounce gold coin, whatever, I don't know what gold is right now, but they're not going to do that because then their gold would go out into circulation and perhaps it would be worth $2,500.
Yeah. Yeah, they wouldn't want to do that. Although, interesting thing to mention is that Texas actually has a state depository or repository.
Okay.
Texas has its own gold and silver reserves.
Hmm.
I think it's the only state in the whole country that has anything like that.
Yeah, it's interesting. Argentina can, the governors can print their own money, and we discussed that last time. It always ends up in a failure. I think Buenos Aires might try doing it as well, province, because they have a big Kirchner governor.
So this is just referring to basically like they're making their own money. They can't print more of the peso, right?
They can't print more of the peso, but they can print. They can create their own monies.
Okay, so
and,
that's all that he's making illegal is like them doing that again. Their type of money that failed.
No, we're talking about the Congress financing the Treasury.
Mm-hmm.
So spending more than you have, creating a physical deficit, and then using the central bank, which is Argentina's central bank's very bad, notoriously bad. To finance that with the printing of pesos, with the printing of money, monetary emission,
mm-hmm.
which has been happening at an enormous rate for years in Argentina. That's 200% inflation. So
it's something to mention to the audience is that the same exact thing happens in the U.S. where our federal government spends more than it brings in. Issues treasury notes or treasuries, basically. And it was the case that foreign buyers around the world were buying them up, so that was alleviating the inflationary pressures. But right now they aren't doing that, and it is actually debt monetization currently in the United States by the federal government. So when I said a minute ago, like, everything he's doing would have to eventually happen here, like, yeah, we are in the same boat, and it's going to hit us harder, you know, if we lose the world reserve currency status.
So,
That's right. And they don't have that world currency status. They do not have people buying their debt from other countries. Who would do that? They've already defaulted multiple times. They have 200% inflation. They don't have that luxury. And this is one of the reasons, and one of the reasons he's able to cut spending so drastically is people believe him. People believe him that the deficit is the reason why, as he says over and over and over, it's the mother of all battles.
Mm-hmm.
It is the reason why that they're poor. They spend more money than they take in.
Mm-hmm.
And they fund it with debt or with monetary emission.
What'd you say there, Mark?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious. I mean, you know, that economics applies to an organization, big or small. And if you're bringing in more money, you're spending more money than you're bringing in, you're not doing anything good for your people.
And so, Javier Milei has changed that now with his, he doesn't have a deficit anymore, as a surplus, right? Or does he have a surplus just because he doesn't have a deficit? I don't know.
He took what would it be equivalent to $1.2 trillion deficit in the United States and made a $400 or $500 billion surplus in 9 weeks. Just by drastically cutting government as we talked about. So they were still taking in revenue, but cutting so much spending, and a lot of it was just pure waste. It was good spending to cut, of course. Allowed them to actually have the first budget surplus in 12 years.
Well, a budget surplus is a place to start. That's for sure.
Yeah. Hey, Scott, what's this thing people are talking about? What are they calling it? The May Agreement or the Pact of May or something? What is that about?
Right. Since Milei cut all of the funding to the provinces, 98% of the transfers to the provinces, imagine if that happened in the United States, the federal government cut all the transfers to the states or most of the transfers to the states would flip out. So Milei is basically telling the provinces, we can get some of your funding back, but we're going to have this whole pact, this pacto de mayo that we're going to sign in Cordoba. And it has 10 planks. Well, it starts out with the inviolability of private property. I'm reading this in Spanish, the inviolability of private property, which is incidentally is in their constitution. Argentina was a very, very good place for private property at one time.
Oh, but they can just ignore things that are written down on a piece of paper? Sounds like the United States.
Apparently, like the United States, the federal government does not resemble the Constitution at all.
You know, I was talking to somebody in the government, and he said, "Yeah, we got the idea from you guys." No, I'm kidding.
People,
yeah,
we'll write down stuff that makes people feel good, and then we'll do whatever we want.
That seems to be their MO. Anything else new you want to share with us about this, Scott? About the May Pact?
A couple other planks. No budget deficits. Cut government spending down to 25%. It's about 40% of GDP, so cut it down to 25%. Reform the tax system. Open Argentina to world trade.
Oh, they're getting rid of their environmental protection crap too. So that's a pretty cool one.
Right.
And
right. Oh, right. Yeah. Yes. He wants to actually exploit the natural resources of the country, which they have many. So, and he wants a private retirement system. So, at least the option to have a private retirement system.
I want that. I wonder what would happen right now if you could stop contributing to Social Security and begin putting your money into a private account. I wonder what would happen to Social Security.
Well, Social Security would start doing well, but the federal government wouldn't because, they're buying, like, treasuries in the Social Security. Isn't that – I'm trying to remember. Isn't that, like, basically the only thing they're allowed to invest in?
I don't know.
The Social Security Trust Fund, quote-unquote, is government debt.
So think about that. It's actually even crazier. I mean, not only could the fund not even be able to pay out just, you know, in a nominal sense, you know, it'd actually be paying out, you know, it's in treasuries that are worthless, you know.
Right. Even the CBO says in 10 years, it'll be completely bankrupt.
Oh, I think I've heard even sooner than that. Just I don't know what the difference is between the CBO's numbers. Of course, they have to use certain accounting practices that come up with the numbers that they come up with, like they're required to use certain, you know, assumptions. But I think I've heard some numbers saying that it might be within, you know, like 3 years even. So, I mean, what kind of Band-Aid are they going to try to slap on it to push 3 out to 5?
Well, for the first time ever, the interest on the debt is $1 trillion annually, just the interest on the debt. I also saw a report that every 100 days the debt is increasing at the current moment, $1
trillion. Another trillion. Yeah, another $1 trillion so, every 100 days.
Which that is absolutely insane. So this seems to be accelerating.
Oh, yeah.
And similar to what happened in Greece and some of these other countries, to accelerating. And if 20% of your tax revenue is going to interest, that's incredible.
Well,
20% of it's not even going to the government. It's going interest to pay for the bonds, the debt. To service the debt.
I have to correct you a little bit. It's not 20% of the tax revenue, because currently our government is only funded about like 50% by actual taxes, and the other 50% is all debt issuance. So I think you mean, what, 20% of the budget, right, is the interest?
It actually might be 20% of the budget.
Yeah.
I believe they take in $5 or $6 trillion in tax revenue.
Yeah, whatever that number is, it was 50% like just a year or two ago, which was the first time it got that low. And I'm sure it's even lower than that now, and it's going to continue to go in that direction where they don't even get enough taxes. Or also the flip of that is they're just going to be spending insane amounts without any, you know, acknowledgement that they should. I mean, at least if you balance it with taxes. Not that I'm proposing taxes or anything here. I'm just saying it at least is a stable system.
Well, yeah, like that's what the fact is, that something needs to be proposed. We don't have a Mille who is running in the United States, and no one is coming to save us. You've got Trump,
yep,
and Biden. Both of them were absolutely irresponsible in office, and you cannot expect anything different from them when it comes to the budget. And like, ladies and gentlemen, you cannot vote your way out of this anymore. You need to figure something else out, because your nation is going into a hyperinflation spiral. At this point, there is no simple answer. You can't simply say, hey, we'll stop printing money. Which means, by the way, making loans higher. So suddenly the interest rate jumps up, and then the housing market can stay stalled, and it just gets worse and worse. Or we'll print a bunch of money, in which case inflation goes up, and then everything at the grocery store costs more. Which one do you do? It's a Hobson's choice. It's a Hobson's choice that was given to you by a bunch of irresponsible, crooked old perverts for the last 20 years, and the libertarians have been telling you. Libertarians have been saying it over and over again.
Yeah, sorry I interrupted. I was saying it's worse than 20 years. Shoot, I forgot where I was about to say.
At least 20 years, right? How's that?
In the year 2000, the debt was only $5 trillion. So the year 2000, the debt was $5 trillion. It's gone from $5 trillion...
Almost 34, 35 trillion dollars
24 years later. That's insane. When I was born, it was $2 trillion.
If you plot out all these numbers for all of these different things, they are all correlated with exponential curves. So, I mean, you see the types of, what would you call the stimulus packages? Like George Bush's one was, you know, only a quarter of a trillion, right? $250 billion. And then I'm trying to remember the numbers off the top of my head, but then the next one that came out was like $500 or $600 billion.
What did Bush give a stimulus package for? All I know about stimulus package I know about is like during COVID.
Oh no, there have been stimulus packages before that, but yeah,
like to the banks or something, not to the people.
Right.
There might be two different things, because I think there was literally a stimulus type package, but then there was also the TARP, the toxic acid. What does that stand for? You know, Scott.
relief program.
Relief program, yeah.
And I think stimulus package, I think, came out in 2002 or something like that.
Yeah.
Bush sent it. I remember where I was when I got it. I don't remember what year that was.
Yeah, and that number was I remember that number very clearly. It was like a quarter of a trillion, so $250 billion. But then the next one that happened was like 500 or 600, and then now we're up in the trillions on them. And if you plot them out, you see that they grow on an exponential curve, just like the debt itself does and everything else. It's all going on this exponential curve. And you get this another aspect of that exponential curve is the time shrinks too. So like you're saying, every 100 days. Well, it's 100 days right now, but two or three of those 100 day cycles in, it's gonna get cut in half. It'll be like every 50 days, the debt's going up by a trillion. It'll be every 25, and then it'll be every 12, and then so on to where you're finally in hyperinflationary territory.
Right, and Trump is such a as Mark brought up. Trump spent a lot of money, and a lot. He's very reckless with how he spent, but he also hurt the country in another way. To try to lower the interest payments, he put it all in short term debt.
Yes. So I was just telling somebody that the other day. Yep.
He took it out of 10-year bonds and stuff. Mm-hmm. Treasury debt. Well, that will lower that will lower your short-term interest payments. But what happens when you have inflation and the Fed starts to actually raise interest rates? That's like an adjustable rate mortgage, and so all of a sudden the interest payments just skyrocket as they have in the last couple of years, to the point now where. Like 20% of the taxes is going to interest payments because of just a slightly higher interest rate.
Yeah,
and
there's some other things to point out about the difference, the situation we were at in the 80s when interest rates went up to 20. That actually corrected and brought everything back into balance. But back then, the U.S. still had things to sell to the rest of the world. We still had a lot of industry. So essentially, you sell things out to the world, the money comes in, then you do some other stuff with interest rates, and it all balances back out. We are not in that position anymore. There's just not enough, manufacturing. There is still lots of manufacturing in the U.S., but there's not as much as is necessary to provide the world with all the things that they need to balance out all of the inflow of dollars that's going to happen.
Yeah, that's right. And that's the only, I think the only way out is that won't happen is do a melee and cut 40% of the government spending.
Well, thank you for the call, Scott from New Hampshire. We will always appreciate hearing from you. 603-283-6160. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind at 603-283-6160. More coming up.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. Nikki Haley has decided to halt her campaign for the GOP presidential nomination.
I have no regrets. And although I will no longer be a candidate, I will not stop using my voice for the things I believe in.
The former South Carolina governor told supporters that she wishes Donald Trump well without officially endorsing him. There's an expectation that interest rates will decrease at some point this year. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell mentioned that in prepared remarks on Capitol Hill. However, Powell clarified that he is not prepared to specify the exact timing yet. Wildfires are wreaking havoc on the Texas cattle industry. According to State Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller, the death toll for cattle has reached at least 3,600, and it continues to rise. Miller emphasized the urgent requirement for hay to help feed the surviving cows. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
What? Input? Import? What's it called? Plug? Port?
Network. Network plug.
All right, bye, and I love you. Control and 603-283-6160 is the phone number, so please call in with your thoughts. 603-283-6160. Are you tired of the oppressive rules and moderation of the big tech social media sites? Our Mastodon server at social.freetalklive.com can set you free. Mastodon is free, open source, decentralized, and federated. Multiple apps are available for iOS, Android, Windows, Mac, and Linux. Social.freetalklive.com. And with you on Free Talk Live tonight, you've got me, Bonnie.
Colin.
And me, Mark Edge, coming to you remote from Florida.
And it looks like we do have a caller on the line, TJ the Spy. TJ, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yeah, sounds great. What's on your mind tonight, TJ? It's so great to hear from you.
It's great to be with you and Colin tonight. I was thinking about...
What about Mark?
And Mark as well, yes. I mean, how does it feel being married to a Bitcoin gangster?
well, when he's not in jail, it's great.
Yeah, when you're not getting your house with the tanks running through the front of the living room and flashbangs going off everywhere.
Well, I am one of those people that needs drama and excitement in my life, so let's just say it's great.
Yes.
Imagine more drama.
Well, I was calling to suggest that the Shire Free Church, since Ian apparently has a lot of Bitcoin, as you know, he forfeited the Shire Free Church forfeited 101 Bitcoin during the raid, along with $800,000 in cash to help repay all the alleged fraud victims. And I said, you know what? The Shire Free Church ought to offer to buy the town of Keene. So I looked up the city of Keene has about $2.3 billion in property. That's all the houses and businesses assessed. And if you just wanted to buy them all outright, it would be about 40,000 Bitcoin. So I'm going to write a letter to the city attorney and all the council members suggesting that we buy the city of Keene and rename it Freeman, New Hampshire.
Oh, that's a great name. If I was going to buy a part of New Hampshire, it wouldn't be Keene. No offense to Keene. I wouldn't want it to be in the middle of over here, too close to Vermont and Massachusetts, you know. I'd want it a little close to Manchester, and I would create a city there and call it Bonnie's Dream City. But yeah, I just wouldn't buy Keene specifically. Like, I just feel like this is such a statist area. We would still have all these terrible Denzians.
Maybe somewhere yes. like Henniker or Ware, maybe.
Grafton, Croydon.
That's also in the middle of nowhere.
That's too cold.
Oh, yeah, it's too cold.
Too cold up there, yeah. Somewhere level with Keene, but, like, closer to Manchester.
Yeah, well, James and I are getting a little fed up with Denver because they're cutting all the government services by 10% to make room for the illegal immigrants flooding the city. We have... I don't know. I think it was 30,000-40,000 in a city of 1 million. And it's like, well, that's a huge population increase, and there's no place to put all these people. And so you're getting squeegee patrol. You come to a stoplight, and every stoplight there's a guy with a squeegee wanting to squeegee your window for money.
Oh,
and
that's
it's awful because it's like, hey, we're taxpayers, and we're getting cut services to make room for these people who aren't taxpayers. And when you subsidize homelessness, you get more of it.
Hey, at least they're offering you services, you know. Those are the good those are good ones.
I honestly don't like homeless. Okay, that sounds really terrible. I don't really like the idea of living around a bunch of homeless people either, which is why I don't like living in Keene, but I wouldn't move to Manchester, and I want to create my own city because I do want to live in a city. I'm not one of those people who wants to live in the middle of nowhere like Colin and thinks it's just better because of that. And I don't want there to be welfare, and I don't want there to be homeless people. So I'm going to one day make a city, disallow welfare, disallow governments, and homeless people will naturally not happen.
You're
going to
make
there.
A city and disallow governments.
Yeah.
It sounded a little like a, you know, oxymoron kind
of. Well, it'll be my government, so it won't count.
So it'll be like a principality is what you're saying.
I don't really know what that
means. Yeah, I mean, well, then, you know, like a kingdom, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so then you'll be like Princess Bonnie or something, right?
Yeah. But I won't enforce things on people, so it won't be that big of a deal.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And there'll be no homeless people.
Sure. You'll be the good king. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, just like Mark in his island.
40,000 Bitcoin at current market rates would be $2.4 billion. So I think Ian could probably swing it, and I think it'd be funny just to buy the town for yucks.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I don't think that Ian can swing it.
Yeah, I don't want to comment on that, but I just think that he wouldn't want to spend his money on that.
He wouldn't want to buy a town? I mean, that would be the ultimate troll.
But why Keene out of all of them?
Yeah, I don't know, get even?
The feds are
all the city council members, like, clean, mow his lawn. Like, Randy Filio, the counselor, could row his lawn and... all the board aldermen could wash his laundry and things.
Ian prefers to live his life with forgiveness instead of revenge.
That's the one thing I don't understand about your husband is he is so forgiving and peaceful and loving, and no matter how much the feds hit him, he's like, it's okay. Yeah, I just whatever.
He's the real Bitcoin Gandhi.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I agree about Ian. Go ahead, Ian, or Mark.
I wish that Ian would, at the very least, make sure that the truth came out. Because I really feel like this trial, the jury never really understood at all what the truth of the situation was.
He should write a book when he gets out. That's what he should really do. We should move to Utah, and he should write a book. And then You guys...
You should get your asses out of the United States. What in the world is wrong with you patriots? It's like, God bless America. You know, like, I do not understand you people. Anything, just freedom, so long as it's in America. What?
He is a very angry man.
Oh, no. We've made him angry.
I'm not angry. I just don't understand.
No, I actually agree. I mean, you know, and it's easy for me to say that because I left one state to move to another state. I don't know why I wouldn't have the same concept in terms of countries as well. It is hard to find the right ones, and I know you have your preferences, Mark, and you know you like some of those islands, but they're a little small in some ways. There's other considerations for different people, you know, like size of the markets that you can enter into.
Colin is a single, like, 40-year-old man. He doesn't...
I am not 40.
I just had to say it like that. He doesn't want there to be two females for his options on this one little island. What do you have to say about that, Mark?
Well, no, that's okay as long as I'm the only male option.
Best I can tell is that an American can just write their own ticket when it comes to that sort of situation.
I didn't want to, you know, necessarily go into this on our last, we'll call it segment or whatever, but just about how bad things are going to get here in an inevitable way, based on just different considerations with demographics, you know, and I'll do like, not to just go on about Argentina forever, but I'll do a compare and contrast where, you know, they had something, whatever it was, 70% of the young people, essentially voted for a libertarian or anarchist or, you know, whatever, right? And here, the young people aren't like that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I said this before. I think I said this on the last show that I was on, that like, my generation, plus or minus, you know, whatever, 10 years or 5 years or whatever, we're, like, one of the most libertarian generations there's ever been in the U.S. And so we're wedged between these other larger generations that are going to just overwhelm us in politics, although, you know, politics isn't exactly the answer, but, you know, those people are going to rule over us and affect our lives. But, yeah, so I don't see things actually getting better in any way unless there is just really some massive big collapse. Sorry to be an accelerationist here.
I don't think that things have to collapse to get better. I just think that you can build a community and then... Like, when things collapse, like they're going to anyway. Like, obviously, in Argentina, they've already been through basically, like, what's going to happen here. And it's not just, like, literal, like, hell on earth. Like,
if you're building a community, you can do that anywhere.
Yeah.
So the question is, where would you like to build
it? Which is why I want to go to Utah. Like, that's the thing. I want to go where all that really matters about the land you live on is, do you like the weather and how pretty it is and does it make you happy? I don't want to live in this ugly... I'm sorry, the eastern United States is ugly. That's why TJ lives in Colorado now, and nobody thinks that Alabama is spectacularly beautiful and it looks exactly like New Hampshire.
I moved out here because the marijuana was legal, and that was the thing.
Yep. We all know. We know.
Well, I just tried to get somebody on my team because
Well, I'm not saying the skiing, the mountains aren't pretty, you know, but, yeah, the New Hampshire, the... Yeah, I'm coming to Liberty Forum, by the way, this upcoming weekend. Not this weekend, but next weekend. Yay! We get to see Tulsi Gabbard and Glenn Jacobs and a bunch of other...
And TJ the Spy and Mark Edge.
You're coming, Mark?
Yes, and...
Yes.
And then TJ...
You didn't tell me this.
Has her TJ
the Spy. I keep forgetting to tell people.
No, wait. So are
what
you guys...
What did you say, TJ?
Now, you guys are all going to be part of our secret party, right?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Okay. It's super secret. Nobody knows about it, that it's happening, where it's happening, who's going to be there.
Me and Colin did want to start a party, but now I don't know if I really... I don't know if I have enough time to help plan this or if it's been promoted enough, but maybe if TJ is by
no,
and Mark
no, no,
are
it's
coming.
It's going to be a secret party.
Then no one will be there?
No. We'll make sure only certain people get to come. You know, it's going to... There'll be a tax.
That's a secret party where I'm the only girl.
Secret invite list, yeah.
Well, you like the attention. That's why you want to go back out to Utah, too, because you want to have, you know, a polygamous...
Multiple husbands,
yeah.
I don't think they can do that. I think it's the opposite.
Oh, yeah.
Well, not in her community. Hers is going
to
be
the point I'd like
opposite.
To make. The point I'd like to make about the idea that somehow it doesn't matter which piece of land you're on, which jurisdiction you're in, is, I'd say, completely flawed. Governments do not get less invasive and kind and all these things as they collapse. They become more rapacious, more evil, more tyrannical as they collapse. Now, I don't know. I'm not going to claim the United States is going to collapse because all the rest of the governments are going down, too, over.
Oh, no. I think
maybe we're just on a curve where government becomes more. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I thought we lost you for a second because it cut out. I don't know if we actually really lost anything you said there. So you're saying, basically you're saying that you don't think that I'm right because you think the government is going to, like, lash out at the end, like dying beast lashes out type of thing.
The FBI is completely able to go and kick your door in Utah. Now, I don't think that the a crazy special agent in Boston can get it done as easily, but I think that all of this had to do with Ian being directly within that particular purview of that Boston field office, which New Hampshire is. But the FBI certainly has a lot easier time going into Utah than it does elsewhere. Plus, let's not forget that the IRS has yet to really get their pound of flesh.
So Mark is referencing that there is a specific FBI agent that it's just a fact. He is after the Free State, and it seems that he was in charge. I don't know why I said it seems. He was in charge of the beginning of Ian's the investigation into Ian, and now Ian's in prison. He obviously has a vendetta against the Free State Project, and Ian made videos of him proving that he perjured himself in court, but of course that didn't matter because he's an FBI agent. And then, he just happens to be in charge of the investigation against Ian that ends up with Ian in prison. So maybe if I left his jurisdiction, it'd be harder for him to. I just think they'd ignore me in Utah. I just want to live, outside of St. George, where I can drive to Zion whenever I want, and it's very dry there. I love dry weather. I want to need lotion every 5 minutes and walk outside and not feel like I'm in a gross, nasty sweat lodge.
Well, Mexico has plenty of dry areas if that's what you want, but Zion's a very special place and hard to replicate.
Right.
I would say that, that there's a lot going on in Mexico as far as desert landscapes, if that's what you're interested in. It's not what floats my boat, but if you want U.S. government problems, stay in the U.S. Mexico isn't going to bother anybody.
They don't. I know. I spend a lot of time down there.
I don't think, Mexican government is going to bother me if I go to Mexico. I just think that I will miss lots of stuff about America. I have a brother who is only 10, who I'm his favorite person.
Fly back.
I live in New Hampshire, and I've already only seen him once in 3 years or 4 years.
Well, I mean, is he in St. George or is he in Alabama?
He's in Alabama.
Well, it sounds to me like you're not trying to solve that problem.
Well, it would be a lot harder if I was in Mexico, I think.
No, it wouldn't.
I'd be coming into the United States all the time. They'd be, messing with me more.
You know, a point I was going to try and get at a minute ago with the where you build your community, there's a lot of examples throughout history of different communities of people who've had to leave whole entire countries as huge groups because of what was happening to them. You have the Mennonites who they had a whole trek across Europe from the Netherlands, and then eventually they were in Russia. They were given a safe space, that's not the word I want to use, but a safe place to be there for a while until the communists took over, and then they were just being, raped and killed and all sorts of stuff, and they fled there, and they wound up in the U.S. and Canada. But then, of course, as Canada started clamping down and saying you can't do things with, your homeschooling curriculum, they've moved down to Belize, so there's a huge Mennonite community there.
What even are Mennonites? Where were they originally from?
The philosophy is from, I forget, but it's the Netherlands.
Western Germany.
Huh.
Yeah, I think it might be the Netherlands, because I don't think they speak German. I think they speak a type of Dutch.
They call it Pennsylvania Dutch, but that's because German is...
No, those are the Amish. Those are different.
Sure.
So the Amish are German.
Sure. So the Amish came from the Mennonites, man named, I think his first name was, last name was Amish.
No, they're two separate religious traditions.
They aren't.
But he's saying that
one
came from the other, yeah.
Yeah, so you'll find that the Schwarzentruber Mennonites are even more old school than the old school, the old order Amish, and you know, these are, they kind of go back and forth. They just call them all of them, the Hutterites, the Mennonites, the Amish, all of them are Pennsylvania Dutch. And we have a community down here in Sarasota. That's one of the reasons I know so much about them. But, yeah, so... Anyway,
the other thing too is
and you're right,
Dutch blends into Germany, you know, right at that area. Yep. So,
yeah, but I've tried to get Germans to understand Mennonites, and Mennonites to understand German, and they don't. So it's unfortunately.
The point is that is an example of a group of people that have had to leave and move around in order to have the freedoms that were that was important to them.
One of the freedoms that is important to me is Walmart.
They have that in Mexico.
Okay, but I don't want to live in a city in Mexico. Why can't I live in a city anywhere?
No, I'm not trying to necessarily promote Mexico or anything like that.
I'm not either. I just think that Bonnie's absolutely out of her mind if she thinks that she's just going to disappear. This guy's going to go after Ian again.
But what is Ian going to be doing? He's just going to write books and be on the radio. They don't go after people who aren't selling Bitcoin. Like, that's why.
Oh, yeah, you're going to get some justice out of the justice system this time, aren't you?
But what is he going to do that's going to get him arrested? Like,
Bonnie, is your dry hair more important than your husband going back to prison?
He's not going to go back to prison.
Well, the dry hair plus the moisturizer.
Well, I feel like you're pointing to the Chris Cantwell phenomenon. So Chris Cantwell, you know, he made a big name for himself by going the crying Nazi, went on to a Vice News article and did his little, you know, Jews will not replace us with tiki torches march. Well, then the FBI started watching him, and they got him on interstate threatening, which was complete and utter BS. Because, you know, if you throw him in jail for what he said, you'd have to throw half the internet in jail for saying, I'm going to come kill you or whatever. Shut the F up and die. And, you know, you'd have to, you know, do all that. So... They have not come after Chris Cantwell, you know, since he's gotten out of prison. So
they did with Jim Bell. So Jim Bell, the guy who wrote Assassination Politics, got thrown in basically for writing that article in the same way that Ian got thrown in jail for essentially chasing this one FBI agent around. And then when Jim Bell got out and he wasn't sufficiently apologetic, they went after him again and threw him back in jail. So I don't know what they're going to do with Cantwell in the future. I mean, at this point, he's just so... They can get... Well, today...
Yeah, I'm just telling you. I didn't know if you knew.
If they drug Christopher Cantwell in front of a jury in New Hampshire and they said, this is the man who killed Jimmy Hoffa.
Yes.
They would convict him. They would convict
and
him
they'd
straight
have to,
away.
They'd have to play the whole... you know, I can't even say the name of the song because it would probably be censored on the radio. But just having to listen to some of Chris Cantwell's songs, edgy songs, and imagine a jury listening to these saying, yep,
now, come on, TJ, you like listening to his songs.
I had no idea he had music.
I didn't either.
You love his sultry voice. It's what you, you know, get into the romantic mood by
listening
to. Well,
you know, in all seriousness, Chris Cantwell is responsible for introducing me to James.
Oh.
And it's because Christopher Cantwell and James were living together in with the Rapture in the same house.
Oh.
And, right. And I... So
I mean, you know what happens when men live together, right, TJ?
Yeah. Well, I said to Chris, I said, Chris, I am glad I'm not a woman because your house is filthy. Oh, my God, there were dirty dishes in the sink. And he said, if dirty dishes are what it takes to keep me from men having sexual attraction to him, I said, oh, God. I said to Chris, I want you to have a wife that makes you happy, that's not one of these whack jobs like Cricket Slick.
Are you praying for him to find a wife?
I do pray for him because, you know, it started as a joke. Everybody would be like, ha, 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 Chris, the Jews are out to get you. And then at some point it stopped being funny. And it became a serious mental disorder that he has, where he truly...
No, it's true.
Is this the origin story here?
This is the origin story, yeah. It was like, when I met him, he was normal. He was normal, but then all of a sudden, when he found out that James was gay, he just got crazy.
Really? He was mad at James for being gay?
No, he was just, he was like disoriented because James is like a stealth gay.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I heard that a friend of mine
so
worked
like
with
some
him
gays are like
know.
You can tell they're gay from their voice.
Yeah.
And or they play the violin and
Yeah, I know a guy who plays the violin.
Who's that?
Me.
Oh.
Yeah, poor Colin Ander. When he lived, you know, Colin and I go way back. We met in 2008, I believe. So we've been friends for a very long time.
Yeah, apparently Colin says that he brought you here to the Free State Project, but then you left, so it doesn't even matter.
I converted. I converted him. You see, I taped him to a chair and taped his eyes open, and I played Mises videos, you know, from the Mises Institute.
Yeah, and Hayek and Free to Choose, Milton Friedman, and all that.
There's actually some truth here. I mean, at least with tying him up. No. That part's the joke. But I did actually show him tons and tons and tons of videos. And we'd have these, like, long conversations. It was great. We did it in a coffee shop in Missouri. And, you know, the other people would – I convinced some other people, too, of that sort of stuff over time.
And then you lived with TJ. And you know what happens
when men live together?
When some men live together.
Yeah, poor Colin.
That is a joke. I am super straight. We all need to recognize that right now.
Yes.
Super straight.
Yes, TJ, his voice like that.
Yes, Colin is definitely straight. I can vouch for that.
TJ, we're excited to see you this Liberty Forum, and I didn't know Mark is going to be here, too. So the Liberty Forum is happening in Nashua, New Hampshire this year. It's not like promoting they're not sponsoring us or anything, but I just wanted to point it out that if anybody wants to show up to there, they might see Mark Edge there. I'm not going to go. I would only go if Ian was going because he does a lot of work, and it's a lot of work to go there. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Peace out.
Don't go anywhere. Thanks, TJ, for your call. 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.